السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we spoke about the drinks of Jannah and the springs of Jannah. We discussed the verses that talk about the cup of wine that will be mixed with kafur and the cup of wine that will be mixed with zanjabil from the spring of salsabil, and how kafur is a cold drink and zanjabil is a hot drink. We also explained that the drinks of Jannah will be totally pure. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. So pure that every time you drink it, it will purify you internally. You will become a better person. You will have a cleaner heart. Then we discussed the narration that tells us that a man in Jannah, after he takes a drink of Jannah, when he then looks at his wife, he'll tell his wife that after taking this drink, you look 70 times more beautiful than you were looking before I took this drink. We also explained yesterday with regards to the rivers of Jannah. We had just commenced a discussion, and I explained that the Quran mentions at various junctures, Jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar. The Jannah is full of gardens beneath which rivers flow. وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ, flowing water, the verse of Surah Waqi'ah. Now today I want to discuss a verse from Surah Muhammad, which talks about the four different types of rivers that you will find in Jannah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ, that this Jannah is promised for those people who have taqwa. And this month of Ramadan is there to build taqwa. And if you build your taqwa, then you're on your way to Jannah, inshallah. تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, Allah تبارك وتعالى says, وَفِيهَا أَنْهَارِ, Allah says, in Jannah there are rivers. مِن مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ, from water, the smell and taste of which never changes. Now water in this world, if it becomes stagnant, the taste changes and the smell changes as well. In Jannah, the water will never change in its taste or in its smell. It will flow, it will continuously be fresh, and it will continuously be water that you can consume. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ, rivers of milk, the smell or the taste of which never changes. Imagine a river of milk. Just imagine. You know when you go to this wombats and butplas and they tell you they're going to put you in that bath and they have the milk bath, and then you come there and they put a couple of drops of milk and that's it. Imagine taking a dive and taking a swim in a river of milk in Jannah. Milk in this world can go off. It can become sour. Allah says, لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ, not in Jannah. In Jannah it will never go sour. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, rivers of wine that will be delicious for those who drink it. Meaning, it will not be wine that smells, nor will it be wine that will intoxicate you. It will only bring you pleasure and it will only bring you delight. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى, so we have rivers of water, rivers of milk, rivers of wine, and then rivers of honey, which is clarified, totally pure. You won't find all those small particles that you need, normally have to extract from the honey. All of these rivers will be found. The greatest river in Jannah is Kawthar, the river of Kawthar. But before I talk about that, let me just tell you something in passing. I don't have time to go into detail. Interestingly, four rivers of this world have its origination in Jannah. Sayhan, Jayhan, the Euphrates, and the Nile. The sources of these rivers are in Jannah. How? Another day, another time. There's a lot of detail to it. But this for interest's sake. So coming back to Kawthar, this is the biggest river in Jannah. Now normally we talk about the Hawdha Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar. The river of Kawthar is actually in Jannatul Firdaus. It's the biggest river and it's right there in the highest part of Jannah. But the river flows right onto the plains of resurrection and it collects into a pond, and that pond is known as the Hawdha Kawthar, the pond of Kawthar. So those who are successful in their reckoning, they'll first drink, inshallah, from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the pond of Kawthar, and then in Jannah you will have the river of Kawthar. On both sides of the banks of the river of Kawthar are hollowed pearls. The jugs around the the river is as many as the stars. No one will have to queue and no one will have to worry that I won't have a cup. They are birds on the banks of the river Kawthar. Their necks are as big as that of camels. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba this, Umar radiallahu anhu said, hey, these are lucky birds. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people who will eat the birds are even more lucky. The people who will eat the birds are even more lucky. The sand on the riverbed of Kawthar is made of musk, and the pebbles of this riverbed is rubies and gems. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, when it comes to the river of Kawthar, the water is sweeter than honey and whiter than snow. Imagine. That's all you can do. Imagine. May Allah grant it to all of us. Easy steps to earn Jannah. Yesterday, what we did mention? We mentioned yesterday the point that we mentioned. Who can remind me? Anybody remembers? What was the point yesterday in terms of an easy step to Jannah? Debt. Easiness in business dealings, right? So when someone is owing you money, give him a chance. And we discussed the narration. Another easy step to Jannah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, if you see a fault in your brother and you conceal and cover that fault for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will grant you Jannah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.